Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody out there. Thank you for listening to the program today. I really appreciate you taking the time of your busy schedule to listen to me. Now, I have such a heart to follow and understand our Creator's Word. And I thank all of you that will listen to it and have that same heart to be obedient to Him. We are all brothers and sisters in this, seeking to learn the will of our Father and accomplish it. So I'm so thankful that we could be in this together, and we're not in this alone. And my heart does hurt for those that have not yet accepted Yahshua, the one they call Jesus, as Messiah, as who He says He is. And I continually pray for them, knowing that I too was once completely lost and didn't know that we have a Savior. Hallelujah. But today I want to discuss a different topic, because yes, there are many people that eyes have not yet been opened to know who our wonderful Messiah is and what He can do for us. And I just think about the sadness and that goes on and being lost like that. But when I go to teach at churches and hear and get emails from people at churches that are praying for the sick and trying to overcome all these things and the fear of the world, and the church is no different, it seems, than many of the people of the world. When I hear these things, my heart hurts, because yes, there are so many people out there that are not saved in terms of knowing our wonderful Messiah or accepting Him outside of the church today. But there are many people that are part of the church that, even though they've made the righteous proclamation with their mouth and their lips, that they believe in Yeshua's Messiah, and I believe they sincerely love and believe that. And I am not to judge someone's faith or salvation, and this message in no way is judging somebody's faith or salvation. I do believe that every person that considers themselves a Christian out there truly has a heart for Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. And I think that's a wonderful thing. But when you accept Yeshua, Jesus, as your Messiah, it's not supposed to end. That's not the end of the walk. That should be the beginning. See, a lot of people believe once they accept Yeshua, everything in their life is going to be great and wonderful. And the reality is that's not just happening. By accepting Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, what it assures us is that we have an eternity to spend with our wonderful Creator. Yeshua is the doorway and the only doorway, and by accepting Him as the only way, we're assuring our salvation for our future of eternity. But what about our life now? And what about our life here? Remember, accepting Yeshua assures our eternity, but we still have to live our life out here. And He literally did what He did for us, so we understand this. And this is something that a lot of Christians, and when I say the church and I say Christians, I'm not talking about a 100% blanket statement every single Christian you ever meet or every church you step into. I'm saying the majority of the ones out there today, so I want to clarify that so we understand this. If you're one of the select few set apart that is not guilty of the things I'm saying, then let's together help the others to see this truth. But what I'm saying here is, Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, did not take away sin. He took away the penalty of sin. Sin still exists in the world, and many people are guilty of sinning. No one is completely perfect. And at some point in our lives, we're going to have to deal with sin on one level or another. The death of Yahshua, the one they call Jesus, did not take away sin. It took away the penalty of sin. And now you might think, well, if there's no penalty of sin, well, what's the harm of having sin in our lives? What's the harm of sinning if there's no penalty for sin? And that's a mistake a lot of people make. Because just because the penalty was taken away doesn't mean the consequences are taken away. We understand that? The penalty that Yeshua took away was, and there was only some of the sins had a death penalty connected to them. And it was a premature death. The scriptures are very clear that a person can die before their time. It says over and over in the scripture, you know, a wicked person shall die before their time. An unrighteous person shall not live out all their days. So when we live in sin and we create sin that is connected to a death penalty to it, that death penalty is about a premature death. Yeshua didn't come and do away with death altogether because people are still dying. It's not the physical death or the physical life that he secured for us. It's the eternal life that he's given us. Hallelujah. Where we're going to spend eternity with our wonderful Creator. He's taking away not the actual consequences of sin. We need to remember that. He's taken away the penalty of the premature death of sin. So if I do something, if I sin, and what's connected to that sin was a death penalty, now our death penalty is something that doesn't... Let me give you explain it this way. If somebody's on death row, and let's say they're 40 years old and they're on death row. Let's say they would have lived 90 years old if they never went to jail. They never did anything wrong. They never went to jail. They would have lived till, let's say, 90 years old. But now they've done something. They've done a horrible crime that's putting them in a death penalty. And they might sit in jail for a few years, but now let's say when they're 40 or 41 years old, or maybe 42 years old, they're going to the electric chair. They're going to the chamber to be shot up with some drugs and chemicals that are going to kill them. Because that was the way to pay the crime with your life. So it didn't stop them from dying, because they were going to die eventually. Maybe it would have been 40 years later or 50 years later, but they were still going to die a physical death. It doesn't mean that he took away death. It means he took away the premature death that came with the penalty of the crime that was committed. The crime that's being committed today is sin. And if the penalty was there for sin, we'd all be living a premature life and dying before our time. Yeshua came and took that away for us. He didn't do away with sin. And he didn't do away with death. He did away with the death penalty for sin. The premature physical death. That's what he did away with. There are still consequences to sin. And that's what people need to understand. There are still consequences to sin. And some of those consequences are quite severe. One of them might even be death. Not necessarily the death penalty that was due to a particular sin. That was the paying off for that. The death was paying off for that particular sin. But death can be a consequence of your sinning life. So if somebody continues to live their lives against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, they could put themselves in great danger, even in situations that will lead to death. And the only way that can stop from happening is not through the blood of Yahshua, who through his grace, he took away the death penalty for those particular sins. The only way that can stop happening, the consequence of sin, is to stop sinning. The only way, I'll say it again, the only way the consequence of sin can stop is to stop sinning. There were some sins that had a death penalty attached to it, and that's what Yeshua came and took away for us. But we need to figure this out, because there's a lot of people out there that believe once they accept Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, they have free will to live however they want, as long as they love other people. As long as they love other people and they say they love our wonderful Creator, they can live any way they want. There's no code or anything else. Now, some of them will say, well, Yeshua left us with the Holy Spirit, so we're guided in the Holy Spirit. And I said this before, and I'll say it again. There's many different spirits and guidelines and spirits and guides out there. We see it quite clear in the scriptures. There were many different types of musicians and all these other people, and people led away either by the set apart Holy Spirit of our wonderful Creator, or they could be led away by the evil, wicked spirits of the forces of Satan and everything that's going on with that. And how do you know? It has to line up with Scripture. If the Holy Spirit is truly guiding you, it'll line up with Scripture. And the Rahadak Kodesh, the Holy Spirit, the set-apart Spirit, will never let somebody feel good about living in sin. So if you are living in sin and you feel good about it, it cannot be the Holy Spirit that's leading you. You know, and this is a hard thing to swallow for a lot of people because they don't understand spiritual warfare, and they don't understand that there's a lot of other spirits that are leading people to do things that go against the words of our Creator. And that's what the words of our Creator, that's what sin is. It's living against the words of our Creator. So the Scripture is a guideline. The Scripture is a guideline to show us, to confirm that we're being led by the Holy Spirit. If that makes sense to you, the Scripture is a guideline to confirm we're led by the Holy Spirit. Because a lot of people say, well, you know, Yeshua died for me. I don't have to worry about any commandments or anything else. I'm led by the Holy Spirit. Well, we need to use the Scriptures to confirm we're being led by the Holy Spirit. Because if we're doing something or living in a way that goes against, it's counter to what the Scriptures tell us of how He wants us to live, then we're not doing that. You know, we hear the terms, well, love your neighbors, you love yourself, and love God with all your heart. And I tell you this, love is something that's, it's each person will have their own definition or their different ideas of what love is. It's not a complete, straight, 100%, well, this is what love is, and this is what love isn't. You know, most people don't even understand that true love is a choice. It's not like an emotion or something else. But the idea of what love is and what people... I know people that say, oh, they love other people, but then they do horrible things. You know, I know some people that say they love... You know, love is something that's... It doesn't mean the same thing to every person. And we look at it from a scriptural context. You know, Yeshua said Himself, if you love me, you will follow me. You know, so Scripture's confirming two things. If you're being led by the Holy Spirit or not, Scripture's going to confirm if you're being led by the Holy Spirit. Because if you're doing something that's counter to Scripture, the Holy Spirit would never lead you to do that. And then you get the idea of love. Scripture will teach you if you truly love our Messiah. Forget about your words for a moment and think about. If we're following Him, He says, those who love me will follow me. Scripture will help you confirm if you're following Him or not. And people are not getting it right. And I believe, it's my belief, that this is why there's so much sickness and disease and unhappiness and fear and worry inside many of the houses of worship today. Is because people are not being led by the Holy Spirit, and they think they are. They're not using the Scriptures to confirm where they are in their spiritual walk and their spiritual life. And I'm not telling you anybody this to make you feel bad or worried or scared. I'm telling you this to let you know that the Bible is such an important book. because it shows us where we are in our spiritual faith. Or I shall say, it confirms where we truly are in our spiritual faith. Because without this, it's up for grabs. We could say whatever we want. We could think whatever way we want to think. And that sums up many of the other religious beliefs of the world. They think what they want to think. They mix up things and they do what they want to do. But if you truly call yourself a follower of a wonderful creator, we have to confirm if we're living according to his will by reading his will. By reading what he wants us to do for him in life. You know, it's not about feelings. It's about decisions. And that's the same thing as love isn't about feelings. It's about decision. If you love our creator, you have to make a choice to love him and to follow him. It's not about feelings. Well, I feel this. I feel that. I feel that. That's wonderful. You can feel however you want. But if the way you feel is sending you on a path that is counteracting to scripture, you need to change your feelings real fast. And the scripture is the guide that should show us that. So please, I want to encourage everyone to be in the word and read the scripture and see what the scripture says. You know, and if we find something that we've been doing that is counteracting to the word, now we have another choice. Are we going to change our ways, change our minds, change our thinking? There's a word of that in scripture. There's a word to change for the better. Or to change, to stop following other ways of other belief systems, and we can call them the worldly ways, and to start following our Creator's ways. And that is called repentance. Repentance. We realize now we've been doing something wrong, and we have to make that choice. And it says in the Bible, today I give before you life or death. Choose life so you may live. We understand that Yeshua came to bring life. You know, when he died for us, so we wouldn't have a premature death. And we'd have this opportunity to follow him. Because we choose to love him. And the more we read it, the more clear it's going to be to understand. But we can get mixed up and confused by many of the things that sound good to us. And we can get away from the scriptures. Again, please don't listen to myself. Don't listen to me of what I'm telling you. Read your scriptures. I want to encourage you to read your word. Look at what the Bible says. And compare your life, not according to what you have in life. Compare your life to what our Creator tells us to live by and how to live. You know, because we got to understand, like, the idea of, well, I'm a nice person. I know a lot of nice people that don't even proclaim Yeshua as their Messiah. They're super nice. And nice is a relative term because it can mean something different to everyone else in the world. And to a degree, so can the idea of worldly love. It can mean something just to different people in different places or different ideas and everything else. But we need to put our feelings aside here and make this decision, regardless of how I feel, regardless of how I feel, I'm going to make a decision, just like the decision Abraham made when he made the covenant with our wonderful father to follow him and be obedient to him. And how the prayers of David went along with saying, please, please, not my will, but your will, make my life according to your word. Help me to understand your instructions and guidelines. Help me to follow you, Father. And the more we do that, and the closer we get to following these guidelines and instructions, the closer it's going to put us into a situation where we can be at a place where he wanted us to be, confident and with joy and everything else. Let me give you this example of Moses. Moses was a man that our Creator wanted to use to do wonderful things. And Moses was very, very scared to do them. Moses says, who am I of uncircumcised lips to go and speak to Pharaoh? He didn't want to do these things. But Yah spoke to him. Yah spoke to Moses. He spoke to him. And he showed him what to do. throw down your staff. Raise your hands. Turn that water into blood. He showed him what to do. And each time he showed him, Moses became more and more confident. More and more confident. And with all the prophets of Yahweh, at first there was doubt, or there was concern or worry, or they didn't know. But they spoke and they heard, and Yah spoke to them, and they went with confidence and carried out the job that our Creator wanted us to do. I want to encourage you all, as brothers and sisters and believers out there, I want to encourage you all to continue to stay in your word and read the scriptures and understand what fruit is in life. And when you see people that are following the word, you know, let these people be your guideline and your elders of how to put this into action, as we all point to and look to the life of Yahshua, our wonderful Messiah. And we can carry out our love for him by following the guidelines and instructions that are found in scripture. It's a beautiful formula and a beautiful thing. And we all have the capability and opportunity to do that. And there are certainly some blessed places and people out there where you can go to help learn about these skills of seeing these things and breaking away from the confusion of what somebody thinks says. But don't just take it for granted and give up and say, well, I said a couple of words, so that means I'm not going to have any problems in my life. Well, I'm a nice person, so that means nothing should go wrong. That's not the truth. We want to do our best to please our wonderful Messiah. You know, not for our salvation. That's already come. It's a free gift. But for our own understanding of drawing close to him, and to just understanding what he wants us to do, to not be dismayed, and the joy that comes along, and the peace and the shalom that we can have. As we're lights going out there to do things that are in our own feelings we would never do because we're too scared, or because we're too uncomfortable, or because it's too out of the norm to go and let people know about Yeshua and all these different things. Forget about your feelings. Make that decision and go through with it. And each time, he will strengthen you along the way. Hallelujah. And I just am thankful that for the people that wrote the scriptures or translated the scriptures over the years and helped us to have these scriptures for us today, where we can go out and read them and share them with others and to be encouraged by others. You know, and there's still some people that just won't get it. You could tell them, you could live it out, they just won't get it. But I just want to sincerely say to all of you brothers and sisters out there, to just read the word. And I'm having my sight here, reading the word, reading the word, reading the word. As we read it together, iron sharpens iron, coming to see truth. How we could do this. How we could avoid that premature death. How we could be shining bright lights in the darkness. You see, when we start living off our feelings, we don't want to be a light in the darkness. We don't want to have anything to do with darkness. We want to run from the darkness. That's what our feelings will lead us to. We want the comfort and the shelter. But our Creator says, as you're in those dark places and you're shining as a light for me, I will be your comfort. I will be your shelter. Go and do the job I had you to do. Go and speak the words and tell people about me wherever it is, under any circumstances. So you never be embarrassed or feel bad about telling the world about who I am and what I can do for them and what I did for you. Go and share your testimony with everyone in the world. Put aside your feelings. Make that decision and make it happen. I'm not telling you not to discern. I'm not telling you not to think about what you're doing. I'm telling you is, don't let the fear of man stop you from sharing the word of our Creator. Hallelujah. And I just pray that we can all grow in this field and be better and better for it. And I invite you to contact me anytime through the ministry and discuss this with myself or anyone else here in the ministry staff, as we could just help sharpen each other as iron sharpens iron. And I want to encourage you all to know that you have the greatest gifts that our Creator left us. Number one being in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, who's just done and continues to do more than we could ever deserve. But he's also left us with a book of instruction of how to live our life, how to measure our spiritual life, and how to know where we truly are on the scale of our spiritual walk and drawing closer to him. We read the words of our Creator. The people out there died so this book can get in your hands. Don't take that for granted. They died so we would have the opportunity to open this book. And now, whether it's on your cell phone, your computer, or your having a physical book in your hand, we live in a time today where the word is more easily acceptable than ever before in the history of man. But sadly, we live in a time where more people are ignoring it more than ever before in the history of man. Don't be like those people. Use the greatest information ever available for your life to be blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So may our wonderful Creator be with you this day, and may you follow the right guide, the right spirit, and may you take all his gifts and use them to the greatest ability that he wants you to do, and the greatest person he wants you to be as you draw close to him. Hallelujah, everybody. Thank you for listening. May our wonderful Creator be with you and bless you, and shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening. You can join us every morning at 6 a.m. on our YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries, for live prayer. And if you want to fellowship with us live, you can join us every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on our YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries. And all our information is on our website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. I know it's kind of late on Friday nights to fellowship, but we welcome in the Sabbath, and we have a wonderful fellowship, so you can join us online on our YouTube channel that time, anytime. If you have any questions, just contact us at the website. We look forward to answering them, and iron sharpens iron. So everybody have a blessed day, and when the day gets really hectic and rough, understand the verse. Be still and know that I am Yahweh. Hallelujah, everybody. Have a great day and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life
Ministry. WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solus Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Your presence is enough when I feel the shaking. Oh, I will stand my ground. Oh, your presence is enough. You are with me. Father, you're for me. Fear will never conquer me. Oh, I belong to Jesus. I'm never
never abandon. Oh, fear you'll never come.